Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Elohim Hour. And as is said each week, we go through one cipher in the Bible so that you can get a better understanding of how powerful and how important the book is that we're throwing in the trash, because the 1% has learned how to use the book to gain power over the entire world, and they have made you think that the book is worthless. That's why I spend this time every Sunday giving, bringing you at least one cipher so that you can understand how powerful the book actually is. I want you to see what the book says. We've been reading the book, but we can't see what it's been saying. You know, those who have eyes, let them see. Those who have ears, let them hear. So that's what's going on right now. And as usual, every week we start off with love, because that's the most important thing that we can engage in our lives, because of the 1% giving us information about love so that we don't actually know what love is. If you ask, walk up to anybody and ask them what love is, you get a different answer from almost everybody, because nobody knows. They don't want you to know what love is. Because once you understand what love is, or I should say, once you can see what love is and begin to participate in love, your family begins to change, your relationship with your friends begin to change, and your relationship with the community as a group, everything begins to change because you no longer commit acts that don't make them feel good. You know, and that's what love is. Love is the act that makes others feel good, you know, and that's what we should be participating in on a daily basis. We need to learn how to get more involved in the act of love, because love is actually an action word, okay? Now, I'm not going to get too far into love. The topic for today is that you were not meant to be servants in John 15:15. I'm going to read that passage to you so that you can see it for yourself. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I didn't want to call you servants, because as a servant, you don't know what the master does. You don't know what the slave owner, who the slave master, whom you are a servant to, you don't know what they're doing, because they're not obligated to tell you anything because you are a servant. Now, most people say, well, wait a minute. All the churches have told us that we're supposed to be, you're supposed to serve. There's nothing wrong with serving a friend, okay? You can serve a friend, but you don't want to be your friend's servant. There's a difference. They brought an entire race of people here to be servants. Not that they will be equal so that they have the choice to serve a person or not. They wanted you to be their servant. And it's a big difference between deciding to serve somebody and to actually be their servant. And that was the cipher that Jesus was alluding to when he gave that particular passage. Don't picture yourself as a servant, because you're left out of the picture. You don't know what's going on. Right now, you serve the government, whether you like it or not. You serve the government. And the government is not obligated to tell you anything about what's going on. They tell you what they think you need to know for your protection. No, not for your protection, for their protection. Because if you actually knew what was going on, you would literally begin shutting down some of the things that the ones who are running government are actually doing, okay? Now, I'm just going to read that one more time, because they have been pushing the servant message to us all of our lives, and we think we're supposed to be some kind of servant of people. No, you can serve, but you should not be a servant. If you have power, if you have freedom, and you decide to serve a friend, coffee or tea or whatever you want to serve, that's fine. But to be locked into a servant mindset, that makes you an addiction servant. Read the 13th Amendment very carefully. You know what I mean? They have flipped the script. At one time, only the people that they were dragging here in whips and chains were slaves. They have flipped the script so that every American born in this country is now a slave, and they don't even know it. You know, they are working their magic on you, and you don't know what's going on because you're not actually seeing what the books that they're using is telling them to do to keep you in a servitude position, okay? Now, we keep saying that Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is the Father, and Jesus is this. Jesus never claimed those things for himself. They put this person on a pedestal, made him blind, gave him blind hair, blue eyes, and put him on a pedestal so that you cannot access your power, because you're accessing what's coming out of the goddess's womb, and you're not supposed to worship what comes out of the goddess's womb. I'm saying goddess because we're God. That's who we are, like it or not, who we are, and we're carrying so much power. John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and the fruit should remain, that whosoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Jesus didn't say, I was going to give it to you, because he knows he wasn't carrying power. He's an extension of the power. So that when you recognize where the power is coming from, you can access it. Now the question is, who was Jesus' father? What father was he talking about? Was he talking about Joseph? I don't think so. See, you are an extension of all that there is, you know? And Jesus was talking about the uncaused cause, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. This is where we come from. This is why when an atheist say, I'm an atheist, that don't make sense. You can't be an atheist because you are the cause of an effect. See what I'm saying? Even if you have to deal with your parents as being your cause. But as an atheist where you have no access to power, something's wrong with that. They don't understand what's going on, you know. Now, those of you who want more information about the uncalled cause, we're going to get into that one day, but not today, because we're going into some other things that will – we want to activate your DNA. This is what these messages are for. These messages are designed to activate your DNA, okay? You were not created. That's a mistranslation. They should not have used creation or made when they were talking about bringing you into existence. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Everything in the cosmos is made up of energy, okay? You are made up of the same energy. That's why you are an extension of, not created by. See, once you get that thought process out of your head, right, you begin to access power that's flowing through you. It's been flowing through you all your life. You just don't know how to use it, like dark matter. Dark matter flows through the entire universe. Now, the scientists can see dark matter. They know it's there, but they don't know how to access it. In the Star Trek movie, they call it subspace. But the scientists don't know how to access it. They don't know how to gain access to it. The 1% has figured out how to access that particular power, and they make sure that they teach you in such a way that that you are not able to access it yourself. Let me keep going here. See, we should not worship a man or woman, but love each other by acts of kindness and charity. Jesus does not want you to worship him, the one that sent him, because he did not send himself. He knew that his Father, and he tells you this over and over in the book, my Father is greater than I. He does the work. What did he mean by that? How can his Father be doing all this doggone work for everybody? You are connected to a powerful source, and that source works for you as your father or parent or mother would work for you. Okay, I'm going to choose some of my words here, because some of these words carry people's thoughts in a different direction. But you have been cut off. You don't know how to access this power. Once you start worshiping that which comes out of the goddess's womb, you disconnect yourself from all that glory out there that's actually yours, okay? And now this is also something that's said in the book. He who makes you his servant is not your friend, but your enemy. You read Jeremiah 17:14, okay? The only time that you were going to be made to serve is when you went against your inheritance, when you went against the information that was being presented to you to make you powerful. The only time that you actually were made to serve somebody, because you are not here to be anybody's servant. Now, I'm going to say that again, because I don't know if you're going to see that or not. You were not here to be anybody's servant. If you disregard your heritage, you will come under servitude to your enemy. That's what happened to you. That's what happened to us in Africa. We began to disregard who we were and start putting someone, some man, some woman, in the place of the actual power that's coming from the cosmos that's flowing through you that you have access to. They're learning this. This is why the secret has become proper, but ain't no secret. It wasn't no secret to us. You know, just that they kept it from us. What you think about, you bring about. You're in a mental battle. But since you do not know who you are, you don't know how to access what you need to bring into existence for you, your family, your friends, your tribe, your group, your country, whatever you're dealing with. You're carrying so much power that they spend millions of dollars every year. The 1% spend millions of dollars every year to control your mind. He who controls your mind controls you. And once you're under their mental control, they can get you to do whatever they want. They got you thinking that the power comes from the top down. Trickle-down economics, Reagan called it. Everybody knew that. After you went through that, you realized that that was crap. The top don't control the bottom. The bottom controls the top. If everybody stopped going to Walmart, what happens? They got to shut down. Everybody stopped by using Verizon. What happens? They have to shut down. You control the top by what you do, your actions, how you spend your money. Think about everything that you do is controlling what's going on at the top. And the top know this. Now, you don't understand this. They don't make sure. They make sure that they don't tell you this information. They make sure that when you go into that book that they call the Bible, you know, that you can read it but can't see it. You can see it but can't hear it. You don't have a clue what they're talking about because you're taking everything in a literal manner when that's not how the whole thing works. There's hidden message. You know how they say read between the lines? There's hidden messages in there that you need to get, but you can't get them with the thought process that you're under. I'm talking to a Christian. He's trying to worship Christ. I'm trying to become a better Christ. So we got two different thought processes going on. Because I know that the book says that he who eateth of me will do greater works than I do, you know, will become a son indeed and will do greater works than I do. It says that. If you can see what the book is saying, the book is telling you that you have no limit. The only limits that you have is the one that you put on yourself. That's it. You can do whatever you want. If, as you read through history, one person did this, one person did that, changed the nature of a whole society, just one person in the right frame of mind. So you have to get in your right frame of mind, and the 1% is working diligently. I mean, they're working very hard to make sure that you don't get in your right frame of mind so that you can do what you're supposed to be. I, Elohim Christ, am a messenger to awaken your DNA to who you are. I can't teach you. Nobody can actually teach you. How are you going to teach God? The information is already inside you. But you have to begin to see what's going on. But the first thing you have to do is accept. I'm not saying believe, because I don't believe in nothing. The first thing you do is accept who you are. And when you stop and think about it for a minute, there's nothing on the planet that you can find anywhere greater than what you see in your mirror. Nothing. No animal, no insect, no plant, no nothing is greater than who and what you are. Follow what I'm saying? You are a Christ. A Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with the universe. You don't have to go and become that. You're born that. You see what I'm saying? But you have to get the right information to activate that DNA that will bring that to the surface so that you can be who you're supposed to be, okay? You and the universe are one. There's no separation between you and anything in the cosmos. All of this is a part of who you are. And you're divine, an extension of source, not a creation of source. You're divine, you know? And as a divine being, you're supposed to be having divine thoughts. But what do you think about every day? Think about what you think about. You think about what they're putting on TV, the football, the baseball, the basketball, you know? Unless you're gambling on a sport, it's really a waste of time for you because it's not pushing you towards any goal that you're trying to set financially unless you're gambling, unless you're going to get on the field and play. But most of us don't play basketball and baseball and hockey. We don't play that stuff. We then spend hundreds of dollars to go to a concert to relax our mind. But the concert is pressing down to you, mind control force, to keep you off balance so that you don't know what's going on, so that you don't have a clue, okay? Now, this is how powerful you are. Think about this. You have no beginning and you have no end, okay? You think that this physical thing that you're living in right now is the end-all, be-all of who you are, but it's not, you know. I've talked to people on the other side, you know. I've did spiritual readings for people on the other side so that they can communicate with people that have left, but they're still here. This is why some of us talk about the ancestors and the ancestors. But when you think about it, Yahshua ben Bedeck was one of your ancestors. I'm not talking about that blonde-haired, blue-eyed thing that got strung up on the cross. Now, that guy's a fake. I know it's going to piss some people off, but that guy's a fake. You can go back in history. Once you get past Constantine, Jesus Christ, that's it. You can't go past Constantine because they don't go past Constantine. But Yahshua ben Pandera, who was a Christ, you can search him all the way through to the day he was born. His family, they had a Ben Dera temple named after him and everything, but you got to do the research. They want you to worship what's coming out of the goddess's womb. Once you do that, you cut yourself off from your real power. You are the I am that will endure forever. You are conscious energy formed in flesh. That's who you are. When the egg is fertilized, it vibrates at a certain speed, and that's when conscious energy enters the egg. That's when that child becomes alive, when conscious energy enters. Other than that, you just got genetic information. And if conscious energy don't enter that egg, that baby is stillborn. You see what I'm saying? And if the vibratory frequency of the conscious energy isn't strong enough, it won't be able to stay, and you won't be able to bring the baby to term. This is why babies don't come off the term, and has nothing to do with the female. It's on the conscious energy that enters the egg, that conscious energy that decides that they want you to be their parent. Because the child actually picks you. I know I'm saying some things that are pretty far out there, but these are some of the things you need to know. This is some of the information that we need to talk about. See what I'm saying? If you're looking for a savior, you really need a savior, go look in your mirror. You are the savior. You can save yourself. All you have to do is start thinking like that. How can I save me? What can I do to make this better? How can I plan better? How can I figure things out? Why am I in the situation that I'm in? What's causing me to only get so far and then sell you to them? There's information that you need to see. The 1% has so much information coming at you. That's absolutely amazing, okay? You can go back to through your history. You need to go back through your history. That's what it says in the book. It says if you do not accept your inheritance, where does your inheritance come from? Your inheritance comes from your ancestors. You have forgotten the lessons that they have taught. And it's not your fault, because when you were kidnapped, and brought here, okay, they made sure that the information of your inheritance was not given to you because they know what the book was saying. The book was saying that if you disregard your inheritance, so they made sure that you disregarded your inheritance. People start talking about Africa. Oh, man, I don't hear Africa, Africa, Africa. I don't hear nothing about that. But that's your history. That's your ancestry. And you can't disregard it because what's the old saying that we used to have coming to school? He who forgets the past is doomed to repeat it. And this is what you're doing right now. Slavery didn't start with the Europeans. Slavery didn't start when the Caucasian came over here and started stealing people. You know, but they're still stealing people right now. But that's not when slavery started. You started slavery. Slavery started back in Africa. Forcing your will on another person, that's evil. That's what evil is. When you think about this country, you say, now, what kind of country actually is this? How great America is and all that. Evil is when somebody forced their will on you. Okay? That's evil. Think about it. Every since this country's been in existence, it's been an enforcement of will, somebody else's will on you. This is an evil empire. I know, so you get pissed off. We got a full board here. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate you giving your support, calling and listening. But this is an evil empire. Now, what the Elijah Muhammad used to say, we got to vote for Satan or the devil in the election. You follow what I'm saying? Because they don't really have your best interest at heart. Both from a millionaire. And they talking about what they're going to do for the poor and all that. They don't really care about the poor. You know, if you were listening to the show last week, one of the brothers from Haiti got on. I was telling you what Hillary Clinton is doing. How they are mistreating the people down there and taking over this and taking over that. You know? if you go back into Hillary's history, she was one of the good old boys. She used to be a gold water girl back when they had us where we couldn't do anything. You know, had us locked in. Locked out, I should say, you know. She's changed somewhat since then. I mean, I agree. She's not the same person she was back then. But this system is locked in for the 1%. And that's what's going on. Now, can you change that? Yes, you can change that if you understand, can see who you are. Once you see who you are, that means there is nothing impossible that you can't do. You remember the little movie that came on, Dream the Impossible Dream? Well, yes, you can dream the impossible dream. You can be whatever, anything. It doesn't matter once you accept who you are. Conscious energy formed in flesh. You are a Christ, one who is crystallized into oneness with the universe. You are the I am that you've been looking for. See what I'm saying? And everything that you place behind that I am determines your thought process. I am a quarterback. I am a carpenter. I am a mathematician. I am a bus driver. I am whatever you place behind that, that's where your thought process lies. And most people place behind that what brings them money in the job market. Oh, I'm a bus driver. I am this. I am that. You know? I mean, I am working as a bus driver to get to where I'm trying to go, but you're not a bus driver. That's not who you are. You're so much more than that. Be careful where you place your I am. Because it's very important. It controls your thought process. I'm a junkie. I'm an alcoholic. Okay? If you're into those type of things, right, don't place the I am on that because the poison is killing you. Place the I am beyond that, and you'll come out of that situation. You see what I'm saying? You'll rise above. It's just amazing what you can literally rise above. Once you see who you are, you know, what you're supposed to be doing while you're here, all that will come in your DNA. The board just flipped. We have so many callers here. I've never seen the board do this before. But once again, I want to stop and thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate all of those that are calling. And I also appreciate those who have been purchasing the CD, because the CD is doing very well out there. Thank you very much. We almost at the half an hour mark. That's why I'm sort of slowing things down a little bit, so that we can get into the shout outs. But I want to acknowledge the fact that I really, really appreciate the love that you're showing me during this time. I want to thank you so much. Personally, I'd like to thank every last one of you, you know. And also, there's other shows that comes on. And Brother James out of Jersey, I don't have his number up, but he keeps track of all the other shows that are going on. I can't give a shout-out to all the shows because I'd be just sitting here giving shout-outs all day long. But there's other shows that's coming on. He frequents all of the other shows. He kind of, he turned me on to a few shows as well, you know, that's going on out there. So hopefully if he's on the air, he can check in and give you his number. I don't have his number up right now. I have a number, but I'm not sure it's his, okay? So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into the commercial, and I drop a few things because I think it's important. We talk the talk, but we have to walk the walk. And there's our brothers and sisters that are out there that are trying to get information to you, that are trying to let you know what's going on. And we can take 5 or 6 minutes out of the hour or two that would be on the air to give them a shout-out, to give them a list, you know, missing their phone numbers or what they're doing so that people can plug into them, you know. And it's not about the money. We don't have to charge for these little commercials. Like, I don't charge nobody for none of the shout-outs, okay? I just do the shout-outs because, well, they're my brothers and sisters, and they're out there trying to help get the message out. So that's what we do, okay? Now, once I get through the commercial, we're going to open up the mics. We did not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. We have released our first gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming CD. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. And we're also on YouTube. So if you just want to listen to the album, okay, you can just go to YouTube. And on YouTube search engine, type in Elohim Christ, and the songs will come up. You can listen to the songs like that as well. Okay. Now in the songs, so I'm gonna give myself a little extra time here. In the songs, we have tones in the song. So after you listen to the song to the CD twice, it will lock into your vibratory frequency, and as you meditate on the CD, it will begin to unlock your pineal gland because there's tones in there that does that. It's in the format for the commercial stations, but the tones are there. And if you meditate on this CD, those tones will begin to activate your pineal gland, okay? with your 72 megahertz, that will be F-sharp. If some of you want to check it out and, go a little further into it, okay? We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? How is Jesus coming back? We think he's going to come back soon, the first time. Peter got us at home. So your sisters out there, be careful or mindful of what you're dumping. The child you keep might just be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. For more information on a CD or books, just call TCCA 294-0223 from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, okay? Now, right after me comes up a brother, very knowledgeable brother, and I like to listen to his show because he drops so much information. And I did get a text before the show this time asking what he's going to be talking about. He's going to be talking about carbon. Hopefully he's on the air and he might give you a little bit more information about it. That's the Will I Am show. The calling number for the Will I Am show that comes on at 3 o'clock Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's right after my show. His number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726 476-87-POUND, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Did you know that the Americas, okay, was here before the European came here? And America is not named after America Vespucci, which is something I used to think. This is some of the things that Horace Butler brings to our attention, okay? The Legacy of a Nation show comes on every Saturday, hosted by Matt and Fun, at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So they talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number is 347-677-1533. It's a very good show. I learned something every week when I listen to it. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor and comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website on NikkiLoveWunam.com. Oh, I forgot. I got to mention it. Well, I was going to be talking about carbon today. So if you don't know about carbon element, you can tune in. Okay, I just want to throw that in there. We also have the Black Cross Nursing Division, 178 at 53rd in Girard, Philadelphia. And boy, do we need those Black Cross Nursing. If you're not familiar with the organization, it's Marcus Garvey. It's a group that was started by Marcus Garvey 100 years ago. So if you don't know anything about Marcus Garvey, go and check him out on the internet. The group is headed by Basima Muhammad. The call number is 215-796-0366. I'd like to give a shout-out to RBG Industries 2018. He makes design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give him a call at 609-638-5828. I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton himself for more information at 267-253-4077. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD called Reflections. And for more information on the album, how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-407-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go and check them out. These guys are pretty good. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. What would the show be if I don't talk about these two guys? We're talking about Dr. Paul, and his number is 215-779-7355. Or Dr. Bill, his number is 631-651-3864. Okay? So if you're sick and I'm not calling one of these, especially you deserve what you have. No, I'm going to take that back. Nobody actually deserves to be sick. We don't really think that. So call them and don't worry and just be healthy. Okay, so now we have a hand up. So the mics are open. So if you have something to say, if you have a comment, just click on. Oh, there we go. We have so many calls that the thing flips. I had to figure out how to get to these, some of these numbers. So if I'm a little late getting to you, if you put your hand up, it's because I have to go back and forth to find all these numbers, okay? And I like, once again, I like to thank you for, for giving us, for calling. Let me know that you appreciate what's going on. Okay, now, 5298, your mic is open. You're on the air. You have a comment or a statement you'd like to give?
Yeah, peace to you, Brother Elohim, just Brother Will.
How
I am.
How you doing?
I'm good, brother. You've been hitting the head. You've been hitting the nail on the head today with your teaching and the energy you're getting out to the people. And we have to understand where this brother coming from, because these are the key elements to your survival transformation going forward. Because, like he said, your energy you put out now echoes into the future, so to speak, or echoes into eternity. So if you want this same vibe of energy that's going to be down the road for your generations to come, you have to start producing that energy now. And that's what's going to echo. That's what's going to keep your energy in form with the source, the creator, the most high, whatever people choose to call it. I'm going to tap in today on what Brother Elohim is speaking on today. My class today is going to be what is carbon and the power of melanin. It's going to be a heavy class. I'm going to go deep into some things. So, y'all, if you get on the class today, buckle your seatbelt, because we're going to take a ride into the universe. And once again, Brother Elohim, I appreciate you putting the information out there. I appreciate you as a brother. I appreciate you as a mentor. I appreciate you as a friend, because we're all on the same goal and the same energy, and that is to get everybody vibing on the universal level. So peace out to you, and thank you for letting me chime in.
Well, thank you very much. You want to give your number out again? That way I can hear it again, because you're coming right after I do. So go ahead and drop your number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The number for my class is 218-632-0460. And then there's a code it's going to ask you for. And the code is 726-47687#. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you, you chiming in and let us know what's going on. Also, I'm going to leave your mic open, so if you want to jump in, you have something to say, just feel free to jump in. And anybody have any comment or statement or anything, if you want to talk about your church or business or whatever you're doing out there, you can give a comment. Now, one thing we do not do, we do not debate with you. If you have a difference of opinion, you can give your opinion, and that will be the end of it. We'll have your opinion, and everybody will have your opinion and know what's on your mind, okay? But we're not here to debate each other and all that, because we do have differences of opinion. And out of love, what we need to do is just hear each other's opinion, carry it with us, so at least we'll know where the other person's thought process actually is, okay? I'm going to go back to the beginning again just a little bit, because I think this is so important. The 1% are pushing us into the servitude mode, okay? And the book tells us that we are not supposed to be servants. It's okay to serve one another, but we're not supposed to be serving. The indentured servitude, okay, they lock us into indentured servitude over thousands of years ago. We've been locked into the indentured servitude mode. This is why Yeshua ben Bedell, whom you call Jesus Christ, that's why he told us you must be born again, right? Because we don't want you in an indentured servitude mode. Now, I'll be told about that on one of the shows. I'm going to adjust a little bit. When you're born, they wait 30 days, and they give you a birth certificate. What they do, they wait 30 days because if you don't claim the child within a 30-day period, the child is listed as abandoned. And they take the child and turn the child into a person, or what we call a straw man. And in order to get your live status back, you have to go and fill out an affidavit and proclaim yourself again. You have to be literally born again in this society. That's a whole lecture. We taught on that one day. And if you click on the link, I'm sure maybe you can have some more about it and talk to you a little bit more about that as well. But we do not want to be servants. We don't want to be indentured service. It's okay to serve your brother and sister. That's fine. And it also tells you, in the book that being a servant is a punishment for disregarding your inheritance, meaning you got to learn about your past. If you don't understand your past, he who don't understand his past, he who forgets his past is doomed to repeat. I think that's right. So you need to get into that. And this whole thing is about being a servant, being a person. That person is a servant. Any label that you give yourself locks you into the servitude mode. That's why I appreciate Pella Will's name. He said, I am will I am, which leaves him open to the cosmos, you know, which is really good. Okay. So, since he is on the air and he's an expert in these areas, maybe he can talk about that straw man just for a minute. Brother Will, you want to talk about that straw man just for a minute?
What the brother was, Elohim was stating earlier is correct on the straw man situation. And when he was talking about how it refers back to the Bible, it's exactly what he said. when it pertains to the Bible. And what the straw man is like, since when United States, which is y'all think is a government, which is no more than a corporation, hiding behind a title called government. It's nothing but a corporation. There's a difference between government and corporation. Man can govern, corporation cannot. So y'all have to understand that process. When United States filed for bankruptcy in 1933, when they talk about the Bankruptcy Act, that put them outside of natural law. So that means that they had to come up under another jurisdiction, which man, or that was separated from man. And man's jurisdiction is what they call the common law, which is the law of the land. That's why all corporations or political figureheads have to come to you every 4 years for the so-called election, because man has jurisdiction over the land. Washington, D.C. had to take up jurisdiction, what they call admiralty law or maritime law. That's the law of the sea. So only time that they can do business with you is bringing you under a corporate status. They cannot do business with you man to man because they're not man. A corporation cannot be man. It can be a person. Just like he stated earlier, there's a difference between man and person. Man is short for manifestation. That's who we are. We are all manifestations from the source universe. That's what we are. We are manifestation. Everything is a manifestation. So with that being said, that you have the power over corporate status. So when you're dealing with universal law, it's the same aspect when you're dealing in universal law. Nobody can define the source creator, where all energy and all things from the universe get its energy from. Nobody can define that. So now let's go into your status as man. Who created course governments and corporations? Man did. That's why they have to come to you every 4 years, which is what they call the so-called election. So no course of corporations or government can override man. That's universal law. We're going down the line of universal law. That's in place. So man is over corporations and government. So anyway, in order for them to do business with you on the Bankruptcy Act, they had to create a person because they couldn't operate with man, because man and person, the corporation was on separate sides of law, which your corporation being on the outside of law and man still being in law. So the only way they can do business is corporate. So that's why they had to create artificial energy, artificial being, in order to interact with you. And that's what he was talking about, the birth certificate. From birth certificate of 1933, it used to be called the record of live birth. From 1933 on forth to where you're at now, it's called a birth certificate. They switched it around because now it's a certificate of birth, because now they're showing for, they're bringing forth a corporation. And just like Brother Elohim said, every mother since 1933, when they have a child, the government and the hospitals are in cahoots with each other, so they don't give the mother this information. So they will let the mother take the child from the hospital within that 30 days, because when you're dealing in universal law, 30 days is a cycle when you're dealing in numeric numbers dealing with the government. So they had to wait 30 days, which is a cycle. So after the 30 days go by, the government will come back and file a claim of abandonment, saying that the mother did not identify this child on record as a live being or corporation or whatever. The mother never put the child on record, period. So the state will come back and file a claim of abandonment, saying that the mother had abandoned the child. This is why DCS can come in your house and take your children, because now when the mother left the hospital with the child, now that child becomes ward of the state. And that's how DCS and all them claiming that they have jurisdiction. Now, here's the key to that y'all have to understand. Just like the brother said, you have to go back and correct that status. You have to go on record as being a live manifestation, which is live man. And if you do not do that, then you are still under the jurisdiction of property of Washington, D.C. Okay, this is fact. So with the child comes into play, the child is what they considered cargo from the mother. So when the mother has the child, they're claiming the jurisdiction of the mother all the way from amity law, starting at her water canal. This is how deep that they went with this. They started at the mother's water canal, and they're claiming since they have amity over the sea, which the sea is water, that's why if that mother who brought forth that child, if that mother didn't change her status before she brought forth that child, the mother is under the jurisdiction of the government, and the child, the cargo that comes out of the mother is considered jurisdiction of the government. That's why they're claiming jurisdiction from her water canal. And where you can understand this concept is if y'all will go pull up the Sesti-KZ Act. That's C-E-S-T-I-Q-U-D-I-E, Sesti-KZ Act. It explains that every 7 years, if no man or no vessel or any of that capacity does not declare himself a live being or on record, is considered dead. So every 7 years, if you're not put into form the record that you are a live being, you're considered dead. So they will claim the property of that because a dead man can't talk. So if you have never ever done that, all y'all have to ask yourself the question, when have y'all ever been on record made alive? Because most of us have just been on record since we come out of the mother's womb and you grow up and had a birth certificate, and now you've got the birth certificate that your mother gave you, and you're saying, oh, this is my identification. That is not your identification. That's IDing you as a corporation. And that's the trick, and that's what y'all don't recognize. That birth certificate is identifying yourself as a corporation, not as man. You have to correct that status. And how they trick you is when you're dealing with contracts. Y'all have to study contract, because contract states that no contract can last past 7 years, and all contracts by law have to have a beginning and an end date to it. Okay? Now, your birth certificate, the reason why it can never be contracted, but they got you thinking that they contracted it because you don't know law, they claim the birth certificate as their jurisdiction. But you can kill that, because the contract has to have a beginning and an end date. Your birth certificate does not have the date that you're going to transition off this planet, so therefore it can never be contracted. But they know y'all don't know that, so they're running the game.
That's amazing information. I mean, because, just relating that back to the Bible again, and we're dealing with the indentured servitude aspect. If you deal with, if you go back with Abraham, you're dealing with Sarah and how he was treated by the wife of Abraham. And she even went in and she didn't have no control over what she was doing, because she wasn't considered a live being, or she wasn't considered a father or God like Abraham's wife was. So as an indentured, she had to do what Abraham's wife was telling her to do, even have a child by Abraham, because in the same process that's taking place right now, once you're born, you're born as a live being, as a sovereign, meaning that there's no one over or greater than you. But once they trick you into the abandonment stage, the government takes over the child, and you become a ward of the state. And that's what's going on right now. That's why when couples break up, they have to fight for custody, because neither one of them took custody in the beginning, and the child becomes a ward of the state. So this is what's going on right now. And the whole thing is amazing once you begin to see exactly what's going on. And that's what we've been talking about. And once you get into the servant mindset, you're actually thinking like an indentured servant. You're not yourself. You're not your own being. You're not this God that you're supposed to be, who's in control of everything. And here's one of the biggest tricks that they have been putting on you by telling you that God is in control. God is not in control, because when you think about the God that they're talking about, they're talking about this blonde-haired brown guy that got strung up on a cross, or the guy sitting up on a chair in space looking like Abraham Lincoln. This guy is not in control of anything. You're actually in control, because you're controlling the power coming through the universe. So you're in control, but you have to decide what you're trying to control and what you're trying to do. You have something else you want to say, Brother Will? About 5 more minutes.
I'm gonna just piggyback off what you just said. Brother Elohim is actually correct. You are the currency in this sphere called atmosphere, called below gravity. In this atmosphere that you are in, called below gravity, you are the currency. Man is the currency. Man is the only one that can create money. Y'all have to understand that this is what Brother Elohim is alluding to. Y'all think money is a Federal Reserve note. That's not money. Money is energy that can be transferred from one to another that can benefit both. That's what money is. It has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve note that you're walking around in with your pocket in your pocket. That is a bill. That is a debt. That it has nothing to do with money. But they don't program you to think that that's money. That's not money. Man is money. Man is the only currency. Man is the only one that can create electricity. Man is the only one that can create currency. And I just wanted to add on, piggyback off to you on that, brother.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And it just gives you an idea of just how powerful an entity you are. And the 1% is spending millions and billions of dollars every day to make sure that you don't come into this realization. And if you watch the cartoons that they're giving to your children, now this is how they're getting over on there on the little ones. They have all this mess in the child's mind, and the cartoon is the back door. The cartoon is how they get in, get the child to do whatever they want, and they go out and leave the child, not only the children, but leave out just crazy as he was when they first went in. And this is how, if you don't understand, like if you have trouble talking to your teenager, find out what their favorite cartoon is. And you can talk to your children through the cartoon. That's the back door. If you don't know what your children's favorite cartoon is, you're in trouble. You know, I mean, because you there's no communication between you and the child because you don't know how to get in. They know how to get in. Now, think about this for a second. The children will send you to the store to get Kellogg's cornflakes. They don't know nothing about nutrition and nutritional facts and all that. They like Tony the Tiger. You go into the store buying cornflakes for your child because they went through the back door, created this little cartoon, and the child, all they want to see on the box is Tony the Tiger, and they're going to eat it. As long as it's sweet, children are going to eat it, you know? This is how they get in. They got the little Geico thing running around talking to you about insurance. This is the back door that they're using to get into your mind so that they can bypass the programming that they have in. You have been programmed from a child, you know, and you've been programmed to not look for the good things that's left on the path that's going to lead you to a good place. They're like Hansel and Gretel, for instance. Here you got Hansel and Gretel, right? They're finding bits of cake and stuff, all that good stuff that took them all the way to a house that was made of all the sweets and good stuff. But in the house was evil, waiting to eat the children. So they do that to keep you from heading towards the good thing for you, because they make you afraid of the good things because you think some evil going to jump out and get you. Same thing with Little Red Riding Hood. They run these cartoons at you for a reason. They don't spend if you remember back in the day, I'm going to tell on myself. If you remember back in the day, you used to go to the movies. The first thing came on was the Looney Tunes and the cartoons. That's to prepare you for the movie. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Then they have some little cuts in the movie that only maybe one or two frames. If you notice, everybody start getting up going to get popcorn and candy at the same time. They have subliminal cuts. They passed a law in Congress to outlaw subliminal cuts. I think they're still using them in the movies today. But everything is about mind control. You're in a mental war. This is a mental war. And you have to get your mind prepared to fight. I just was told we only got about 90 more seconds here to go. So, Brother Will, I want to thank you so much for chiming in and giving us that information about that. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, brother. And everybody that's called in, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And let me know that before we have a full board. In fact, the board is so full, I got to scroll down because there's too many numbers on here that's going to sit in front of me. So I'm just trying to check to make I make sure nobody else put their number in. So I got about 60 seconds here. So remember, back to the beginning, we talk about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So make sure that you're practicing these acts, and you'll be surprised at the difference it's going to make with your family and the people around you. And make sure you get that message to them. Let them know what love is. Love ain't something crazy that you just all of a sudden, like you fall off a tree and all of a sudden, oh, boy, here comes Cupid. This is stupid. This don't make sense, you know. Nonsensical things they give you. Take this test. Ask 5 different people, and each one of them will give you a different answer of what love is. 1% don't want us to know. They don't want us to see certain things, okay? I got 10 seconds, so I just want to say that I love you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you on the air. And Will I Am comes on right after me, so just give him a call and let him know what's going on, okay? And I will see you next week. Thank you.